Sometimes we get into questionable Kiddush Levana situations. Just a couple of months ago in ERS, so different shuls did or didn't do Kiddush Levana simply because different luachs said that on Motzai Shabbos was already the time for Kiddush Levana or it wasn't the time for Kiddush Levana. This week, we're scheduled to do Kiddush Levana tomorrow night. I suspect that among the Sephardi and Hasidish shuls in the neighborhood, some will do and some will not do. So maybe it's kedai to just review some of the basics of this issue of Kiddush Levana. So the Gemara does not discuss when a person can start to do Kiddush Levana. The Gemara's only discussion about the timing of Kiddush Levana is until when during the month you can do Kiddush Levana. And that's Machlokas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. One opinion says you can do it until the seventh day. It doesn't mean the seventh day of the month. It means the seventh day after the Molad. That's the time when the moon is already halfway to a full moon. That's already called the Levana Bichidusha. So until then you can do Kiddush Levana. And the other opinion says until the 15th day. And that's how we pass in La'alacha. You can do Kiddush Levana until the 15th day from the Molad. The Ramah quotes from the Ma'aril, that's not exactly 15. It means half of the cycle of the moon. The cycle of the moon is approximately 29 and a half days, so approximately 14 and three quarters days. That'll be halfway. And that's when a person can do Kiddush Levana until. When can a person start to do Kiddush Levana? That's not mentioned in the Gemara at all. So some of the Gedolei Rishonim, like Rashi and the Rambam, assumed right away. As soon as you can see the new moon, the Molad, you can already do Kiddush Levana. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that you shouldn't do Kiddush Levana right away, not the first day. You have to already be Ne Me'ora. It has to be bright enough that there is a certain degree of Hana from the light of the moon. Therefore, a person shouldn't do it right away. And the Bach and others write that a person should wait until 3 days, three complete 24-hour periods from the time of the Molad, and that is when a person will do Kiddush Levana. The Beis Yosef quotes from Mishari Ora that Pi Kabbalah, a person shouldn't do it until 7 days have passed. And interestingly enough, this is what he writes in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Chavav Siv Dalet. He doesn't quote any other opinions. He just writes, Ein Mevarchin Olei Ad Sheyavru Shiva Yomim. And this is based on Alpi Kabbalah. This is not my area of expertise, but to the best of my understanding, what happened, I'm able to understand. So there's an idea that when things start anew, so then there's a possibility of attack by the Kochel Satuma. And therefore, you wait until 7 days have passed, like the 7 days of the week, and then it's already safer, for whatever that means. So a person would wait 7 days until doing Kiddush Levana. So this is the minhag of many communities, Sfardim and Hasidim, who are in general more noted towards the Kabbalistic side of things. The general minhag Ashkenaz, aside from Hasidim, people who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, in other words, is to do it after 3 days, what the Mishnah Berurah writes. The Mishnah Berurah says there's no source for this in the halacha lehefech. From the Gemara, it sounds like the only question is if you can do Kiddush Levana after 7 days. But it's pashut that you can do it before 7 days. And one of the Rishonim even writes that it's preferable, based on that opinion, the Gemara to do it before 7 days. There's also an inyan of Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that we do it after 3 days. 3 days, Meis Leis, 24-hour periods from the time of the Molad. So that is our minig. So we're safe, definitely, for this Motzai Shabbos. 2 months ago, it was like very questionable. It was like, it was 3 days was on Motzai Shabbos, but not right after Shabbos ended. So there were those who did it. If a person did it before 3 days, so Lamaisa, you do have the opinions of Rashi and the Rambam, some of the Gedolei Harishonim, who say that you can do it earlier than 3 days. I saw a quote in the name of Moshe Feinstein, that if a person has a chashash, that maybe he won't be able to do it after 3 days, then he should do it before 3 days. Although I saw Kordon Rosh Hashanah that he disagreed with that. So that is up for debate. With regard to the 7 days, so there's a further debate. Does it have to be the 7 full days, me'ez le'ez, from the Molad, like when it comes to 3 days, or the 7th day? Especially in a week like this week, when 7 full days, me'ez le'ez, from the time of the Molad is on Motzai Shabbos, a little bit after the end of Shabbos. Like an hour after Shabbos is over, that's when 7 days is me'ez le'ez. So the Kaf HaChaim and others say, no, it has to be 7 days, me'ez le'ez. Don't do it before then. So those who follow that opinion, I suppose, will wait. They won't do it right after Shabbos is over. It wouldn't be safe to wait till next Motzei Shabbos because that's the very last time for Kiddush Lavana. So if you wouldn't do it when Shabbos is over, maybe do it after. A little bit later on Motzei Shabbos or during the week. Or Vad Yosef and others say no. As long as once it's already in that that close, it's already the seventh day. It's, you're an hour or two away. Certainly you can do Kiddush Lavana, even for those who say the 7 days. Have a wonderful day.